The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to The Early Edge. It is officially March Madness season, and we are going to have so much incredible content from a March Madness standpoint. I'll tell you all about that in just a little bit. We've got an exciting show for you today. We've got the chat already chirping. Absolutely love to see it. You know what I don't love to see, though? Listen, on the Saturday show, we did not have a good run of it. Well, Tom Casale did, because he kind of always does, but UFC, soccer, some of that other college basketball we had on the Saturday edition, well, that didn't go so well. So we're going to try to improve upon that today. We're going to bring back the guy who hit on Saturday and a couple of more Titans on the Early Edge. Let's do it right here, right now. We've got Prop Stars, who, of course, is going to have some NBA action for us. I even have some NBA action today. We got Buckets. He's got, like, it looks like, Buckets, you're listening to something, like you're bouncing around to something. I do want to get a P.O. box check. And Tom Casale, you bring it every single time. We talked pre-show. I know you have a position on North Carolina that you put out there. I think it's a pinned tweet of yours from like January. I have a position on North Carolina from back then as well at 40-1. Very excited about March Madness. I got to start with you. Now, obviously the brackets are out. We have a futures show that I'm going to get to in just a second. That's going to be at 3 o'clock today. It's going to feature you, Mike McClure, Zach Simony, and Grace Remington. With all that said, anything surprise you when the brackets came out? Or if there was one major surprise, was it seeding? Was it improper seeding? Was it maybe one bracket or one region was just, you know, crazy difficult relative to maybe an easier region? What kind of jumped out at you?
Yeah, a couple of things. One, the committee didn't do UConn any favors. You know, UConn is the best team in college basketball. They're defending champions, the number one overall seed. But man, is that a tough region. You know, so I think UConn has the toughest path to the Final Four. I mean, they're going to be tough to beat, but it's rough. I thought one of the teams in their region, Auburn, was a little bit underseeded. I mean, Auburn's been great all season. Forget about the SEC tournament championship that they won. But, you know, they got a 4 seed. That was surprising a little bit. And I don't know if I'm surprised, but I was a little bit disappointed that St. John's didn't get in, because yeah, I was going to be all over the Johnnies early in this tournament. They were peaking at the right time. They went toe-to-toe with UConn over the weekend. That was a team I thought, man, if they get in, they could win a couple of games. But the committee decided to put in 15 Mountain West Conference teams. Let me tell you just something about the Mountain West Conference. Just because teams play close games all year doesn't mean that they're good. It just means they're equal. We see this in the Mountain West Conference every year. So if you're expecting runs by these Mountain West Conference teams, I think you're going to be disappointed.
Very interesting. I have some questions maybe later in the show, but I know you're going to get to it on the 3 o'clock show. And Buckets, before I ask you about James Madison and their seeding, Tom, I want to ask you, so 3 o'clock today, you have a March Madness futures show. You're going to be on that show, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, Jake, let's show everybody the graphic here, because this is going to be a very important show. Of course, CBS Sports puts out a ton of content. CBS Sports HQ had a show yesterday that featured Tim Doyle. There's so much content out there. But today at 3 o'clock, you're going to want to listen to Tom. You're going to want to listen to Zach, Mike McClure, and Grace, of course. 3 p.m. on this very channel. Make sure you're tuned in. Most of you have your notifications on, so you'll be alerted. But to the extent you don't, you might want to switch it on, and you might want to lock in at 2:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so you are ready to go. Buckets, you must be fully disappointed that James Madison, 31-3 James Madison, is only a 12 seed, and a team like Duquesne is an 11 seed. You got to think they probably should have gotten a 10 or an 11 seed, right? I mean, that's what you were thinking when the seedings came out.
That's exactly what I was thinking. And see, it's impressive that you knew that, because I was so distracted this weekend, because between you and me, going a little bit off topic here, I think I might be immortal. And the reason I say that is because I came out of retirement on showdowns, and I don't know if you saw this, I beat Chip and I beat Danny in both showdowns this weekend. So ever since I came out of retirement, I'm undefeated, 2-0, not even close to losing anything right now. It's just the vibes are good today, Sia. That's all I'm saying.
That's incredible. Okay, so I recommend you never do a showdown against me again, and you're just going to be fine.
I'm announcing my second retirement. Thank you, everyone, for the support and all the love. It's been a heck of a journey this past 2 days.
That's amazing. By the way, I see everybody in the chat. Big Cheesy, Gipper's Picks, Mark Buchholz, Larry Brenmer, Scott, Chris Kitch, Reed Phillips is in the chat. Hit the like button if you haven't already. I'm going to get to some of these takes in the chat as well. And if you have an NCAA take, put it in the chat. See us at 3 o'clock. Put that in the chat as well. Bradley Jacobs, I see a proppy. I got to ask you, before we get to Bucket's soccer pick, and I know it sounds like I'm vamping a little bit here, but no, we're trying to get some March Madness info out of Tom, some James Madison info out of Buckets. But I got to ask you, you're not usually playing second fiddle, but like NBA is they're in such a backseat position right now. Does that make the handicapping any harder, or is it business as usual for Prop Stars Inc.?
Oh, that's precisely the vernacular I was going to cite as well, Sia. Literally and figuratively taking a backseat to the NCAA, had some very light slates. Even I've been engaged and engrossed in the college basketball over the weekend, really enjoyed as a spectator. I tailed a bunch of Tom's bets, Larry's bets as well, so that was really fun. But looking forward to the NBA picking up a little bit here over the next couple days as we gear up ahead of the tournament.
By the way, speaking of Larry, he's in the chat. That's the maestro, of course. So ask him anything you want. And Mackenzie Brooks is in the chat, and she says, this is March. It sure is. We've got a lot of fireworks ahead of us. But we're going to, speaking of backseat, no offense, Buckets, but we're going to go to soccer. This is a week where everything is going to take a backseat to March Madness. Next week, probably the same. And then it'll feel like, I mean, even as we approach the Final Four, that some of these other sports are starting to take, you know, A status as opposed to B status. And that's the money is the same, right? Just because the subject matter is great for March Madness, it doesn't mean that the picks are any less important when it comes to your soccer picks. So you've got one for us today. What is it?
Well, Sia, before I tell you about that real quick, I am a little bit embarrassed here. You said Duquesne earlier, correct?
Yes.
Talking about basketball. I can't even spell it close enough in Google to where it pulls up the men's basketball team. I'm getting a residential HVAC company, so just help me out here. How do you spell Duquesne before I move on?
So it's Duquesne.
Okay, no. Duquesne's going out first round. That's my lock of the century.
Tough show for Buckets with vernacular and Duquesne being used in within 60 seconds of each other. All right, Buckets, the floor is yours, my friend.
Let's talk soccer. And it's actually really good timing here with March Madness, because we just started an international break in the soccer world. So you're going to see no big European competitions, no Bundesliga, EPL, La Liga, League One. That is all done for the next 12 days, coming back March 30th. So that's really nice of soccer to be willing to take that step back, so you guys can enjoy your little March Madness tournament. Now, let's talk about the one league that is still playing, the Paraguayan Primera Division and the Apertura. And we're looking at a matchup between Sportivo Emiliano versus Sol de America Villa Alicia. Two really, really big clubs that we've all heard of, we've all made money on before, and we all know a couple things about them. These are two bottom half of the club tables, or bottom half of the table clubs here in Paraguay. And these are two teams that are tremendously known for their very poor and very inefficient defense. Two clubs that are fine going down 2-0 early, because these are two teams that I love to bet on, because they're two teams that don't really give up. And when they play good teams, it's not great. But when they play each other, other bad teams, these are the kind of matchups that can see 3-4 score lines, 2-2 score lines. We've also seen that their head-to-head has now hit both teams to score in three of the last four. So I'm keeping it easy for this match at 6:30 this afternoon. BTTS, yes, at -110. I don't know who's going to win this game. I think this game could actually end in a 1-1 or 2-2 draw, but both teams will be going for goals here, Sia.
All right, both teams going for goals. We like the action for sure. Speaking of action, if you want action, go to BetMGM. New BetMGM customers can sign up today and get up to $1,500 in bonus bets. Just place your first wager of at least $10, and you'll receive up to $1,500 instantly if your bet loses with bonus code EDGE. That's EDGE. All right, We got to get to my NBA pick. I'm dabbling in the NBA here. So Proppy, I don't want to get on your turf here, but the slate was kind of low, and I saw an NBA game that I truly like. So I do want to get your opinion on it. Right when I saw the line, I thought it was going to move up. It ticked up a half a point, and here we are. So I'll give out the pick in just a second, but I do want to hear a message from our partners.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So I'm going to give out my NBA pick. And then, Tom, you're going to give out a pick you have for the first round of March Madness. And after you do that, I'm going to have a follow-up. I have a question for you about a game that I really like. But listen, I didn't put it out on Sportsline yet because I was like, well, I'm doing a show at 10 o'clock and Tom's on the show, so why not utilize his opinion as well? But let's start out with my NBA pick. The Golden State Warriors are at home. They're -5. Now, I like them here. I think this is a really good spot. The Knicks have been on the road for a couple of games now. This is going to be their third of four. They play the Denver Nuggets on Thursday, so they're going to have a nice break. And I wonder, I could be wrong here, because OG Anunoby, he played the last game. He's got this elbow injury. I'm pretty sure he's playing in this game. And by the way, the line here contemplates that OG Anunoby is going to play. I think it's possible that either he doesn't play or there's limited minutes, but I'm not factoring that into my analysis. I just want to throw that out there as at least a possibility with 3 days rest going into Thursday, playing what's going to be an important game for them, the Denver Nuggets. I love Golden State when they're healthy. Steph Curry is back from his ankle injury. Chris Paul is healthy. And even if you don't think Chris Paul is a good player at this state of his game, I mean, he's still a body that gets minutes, and he was pretty productive the last few games out. We've got Podzimski, we've got Wiggins stepping up, we've got Kuminga stepping up, Draymond Green is not suspended. This is a very healthy team. And by the way, Klay Thompson last game scored, 26 points off the bench. They're clicking on all cylinders, in my opinion. They kind of have been, when they've been healthy, they have been over the last month or so, maybe 6 weeks. So I think Golden State is in a really good position to pick off the New York Knicks, who are a very gritty team. Josh Hart's going to play, you know, we know Jalen Brunson's going to play, but I just think this is one that could get away from the New York Knicks, especially if OG Anunoby isn't 100%. So I'm going to take the Warriors here at home, -5. Proppy, before I get to Tom's pick, listen, you don't pick sides. I'm not asking you to ratify what I just said. You could even go against me here. Any thoughts on this game from a side standpoint?
Fascinating matchup here. Stylistically, these teams couldn't, you know, contrast each other anymore. And I agree, Sia, right now that the Warriors seem to be just in better shape. The Knicks are sort of limping into this spot. Warriors are playing a deep rotation right now. You mentioned Chris Paul off the bench. Klay Thompson's been a lot more productive off the bench than he was in the starting lineup. The Knicks are playing Josh Hart 45 to 47 minutes a game. And if OG Anunoby is out or at less than 100%, they're going to be playing a really short rotation. So I think this is a good spot for the Warriors really to get after them. I think particularly in the second half, we might see the Knicks run out of gas, especially if the Warriors are really pushing the pace, taking advantage of them in transition. So I like the Warriors here as well.
All right. I like that. Again, this one opened, I believe, at 4.5, ticked up to 5. So let's see how that goes. I expect them to win by 6 or more for sure. All right. Tom, I want to go to you. So obviously you have this show. Again, if you're joining us late, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this channel, Tom, Zach Simony, Mike McClure, and Grace Remington are going to be giving you a sort of a futures March Madness episode. You're not going to want to miss that. You've already put a pick out on Sportsline, a pick that jumped out to you. And frankly, there was a few people I trust that really like this Drake team. Talk to us about your pick in round one.
Okay, well, first of all, Buckets and I are in the exact same boat because I haven't been able to spell Duquesne in 30 years. So I have no chance. So when they made the tournament, I knew I was in trouble. But yeah, listen, I love the Drake. So if you follow college basketball, right, I don't know if people realize how bad the Pac-12 was this year. They had two teams comfortably in the tournament. Colorado was one of the last teams in, and Oregon needed to win its conference tournament just to be here. So this was a conference that had two teams all year. One of them was Washington State, who did overachieve. But this is the team it's not great offensively. They rely on a lot of offensive rebounding, you know, and cleaning up shots and all the dirty work and that kind of stuff to score. But that's what Drake's really good at. Drake's the number one defensive rebounding team in the country. They're experienced. They don't turn the ball over. They can shoot from three. I thought the wrong team was favored. I was dying to get on Drake. Now that number has flipped. I got it +1.5. Drake is now -1. I think it's going to continue to go up. I think Drake will close around -2.5. I'll be honest, I don't know if the game's going to be all that close. I think Drake wins this game rather easily, but I would grab it now at -1 if you can get it.
Wow, I love that take. And Drake was certainly, by the way, we all appreciate and recognize the Seinfeld reference. So thank you very much for that. But can I ask you, Tom, since you seem to be a Seinfeld fan, I think we all are to some degree, rate the four cast members in order in terms of like what comedy or what have you. You know, obviously there's Seinfeld, there's Elaine, there's Kramer, and of course there's George. So rate those in terms of just comedic value on the show, at least.
Well, in our house, it's easy. Number one is Costanza. I mean, that's he's always my favorite. I'd say number two is probably Elaine. Three, mm-hmm. Kramer. And I go four, Jerry. I think that's why the show was so successful, because Jerry didn't have to be, you know, always the guy all the time. He let people around him, and then he kind of ducked in with those little sayings. So, it's great. I didn't know I was doing all day. You know, I love the Drake, hate the Drake. I didn't know if people would still catch it because, you know, the show was on 25 years ago. I'm old, but I'm glad people still get the reference.
Profit go.
Mine's nearly identical. I'm just flip-flopping Elaine and Kramer. So I'm going Costanza, Kramer, Elaine, Jerry.
Very interesting. Okay, Buckets. Seinfeld is a show, I think it debuted in the late 80s to early 90s.
I was going
to
say, don't ask me my top four. All I know is you gave four names, and then Tom gave a name that wasn't on the four list, and you all nodded like that made sense. So I'm not even going to try on this one.
All right, so if you have power rankings for the main the final four, if you will, for Seinfeld, go ahead and put it in the chat. But I agree with Tom. I think I'm going to flip-flop two of his as well. I'm going to go George, Elaine, Jerry, and then Kramer. But I agree that it's so close. The margins are so tight when we're talking about Kramer and Jerry. So I think I don't have an argument either way there. I just slot in Jerry right before Kramer, because Kramer reminds me of more. He's more of that Phoebe role on Friends, where he's just kind of like slapstick. You throw it in there and, you know, whatever. But I'll take Kramer as the four seed. OK, we got to get back to picks. Sorry about that, everybody. But before we do that, let me ask you, Tom, real quick, New Mexico and Clemson. The Clemson is really limping into this tournament. I think New Mexico is kind of a popular pick among people. Certainly, they've got the athletic guards. You know, I think they're a high-paced team. They'll beat you in transition. Good defensive team. Clemson, they just lost to Boston College and Notre Dame over there. They've lost three of the four games. ACC, maybe a little overrated here. Any thoughts on now the line's, you know, -2.5. I think it might correct back down to two. But any thoughts on New Mexico versus Clemson?
Yeah, I would wait on that for New Mexico, because mm-hmm. that early money came in. I think it'll go back down towards Clemson. So they say guards win in March. If that's the case, then you're in good hands with New Mexico, because they have three good ones. You know, I gave out New Mexico this weekend, and I got a little nervous because Donovan Dent was sick before the game and didn't play much. I thought we were in trouble, but their other guards picked it up. Listen, I think New Mexico is better suited for the NCAA tournament than the regular season, because now their guards are just going to go. What I like about the Lobos, too, is they turned up the defense in the Mountain West Conference tournament. They were really pressuring the ball. I love Joe Girard. He went to school around where I did. He played my local high school. I mean, he's kind of a legend around here. But here's the problem with Joe Girard. He is a defensive liability. So I think those New Mexico guards are going to beat him off the dribble. They're going to get to the rim. I like New Mexico here. I don't love them as a 2.5-point favorite. I'd like for that number to go down a little bit. But I actually I have an article out on Sportsline today about possible Cinderellas, and I picked the Lobos as one of them. I think they're dangerous in this tournament.
Article on Sportsline, you say? Oh, that's interesting. Can we talk about how to become a Sportsline member? It's super easy. Go to sportsline.com/join. We still have the same promo code. You type in winners, you get 60% off the annual plan. Again, that's 60% off the annual plan. Go to sportsline.com/join or just scan that QR code. By the way, we're going to be talking Early Edge Bracket Challenge. We have well over 3,000 that have already joined. We'll give out the info on that as well if you haven't already joined. And by the way, speaking of joining, Mike McClure's in the chat. He likes Clemson. So we're going to have to see how that one turns out. That is going to be a game that a lot of people are going to have their eyes on. I like New Mexico there. It sounds like Tom likes New Mexico. But let's wait for that line maybe to tick back down. Maybe we can both win, Mike McClure and Tom and C. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got to finally get to some more NBA, some prop stars. But first, real quick, one message from our partners.
Robert Half Research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
All right, we are back, and Buckets is showing us maybe some P.O. Box love. What you got there, Buckets?
Supposedly in the chat, Dean Goodwill said, hey, Buckets, Danny Hamlin won the Food City 500 yesterday. You got a winner on your top shelf. So I'm not saying that's because of me, but this arrived, and he wins 2 days later. I'm not saying it's not because of me, Sia.
How did I not bet on that? By the way, did you call him Danny again? You know it's Danny, right?
Danny, yes.
That's Danny. Actually pretty incredible. So somebody just last week sent you a Denny Hamlin car, which is random in and of itself, and Denny Hamlin just took down a race. Is that what you're telling us?
That's what I'm telling everyone. Right. Apparently it was plus 600, plus 500 for that. So
next sport-oriented thing you get, just make sure you tell us, and if there's a game coming up, we can all bet on it. That is actually pretty impressive. By the way, Kevin McKenzie, thank you for pointing this out. Proppy, before we get to your picks, so we showed the recap screen from Saturday. It wasn't great. Tom was great as usual, but it wasn't great. That happens. No big deal, but you know, that was Saturday's slate. Sunday, which was yesterday, correct me if I'm wrong, you went 3-0 on Sportsline?
I did indeed.
Amazing. All right. That's like, it's not even amazing, actually. It's not surprising at all. All right, Proppy, you've got two picks here, two props. It looks like we're looking at a couple of unders. Sharp bettors take unders. What you got today?
I do. I have a pair of unders. Sia. First and foremost, though, I do want to point out, if you are a Sportsline subscriber, speaking of Mike M Squared, who is in the chat, put out three picks, maybe even four picks. Late last night, I tailed them all. So very exciting. If you're a Sportsline subscriber, I would suggest you check that out. But yeah, I've got a pair. I'm fading two underrated guards here, starting with Alex Caruso. We're going under 23 points, rebounds, and assists for the guard on Chicago. This is just a big number for Alex Caruso, who averages 16.6 points, rebounds, and assists on the season. The Bulls are shorthanded right now, which is why this line has ticked up. It really doesn't result in a lot of increased usage for Caruso, who's really a stalwart defensively, excellent, one of the best perimeter defenders in the NBA. But offensively, he doesn't really do a whole lot more. even without Coby White in the lineup. So I think this line is a gross overreaction and is a really solid spot to fade him against a Portland team who Chicago could even potentially blow out. So could potentially be looking at limited minutes in the fourth quarter for Alex Caruso here, and just a big, big number for him. And then I'm going to fade another very underrated guard, Mike Conley, the ageless wonder. We're going under 13.5 points for Mike Conley. Mike Conley has had 20-plus points in back-to-back games. This is the first time he's done this since 2021, and just a massive regression spot. He's shot 64% in consecutive games from three, taking 8 three-pointers per game. Usually only takes about 7 shots a night, so just a big, big number for Mike Conley, who's facing the Utah Jazz, his former team, who he just lit up. Yeah, I just think this is a really solid spot, getting a big, big number on Mike Conley. Both of these numbers are inflated. Going to fade both of these guards here, Sia.
All right, fading both of the guards. By the way, we have members in the chat, Eric David in particular, talking about where you can find some of these lines that we put out, like the Drake at +1.5 still exists at some books. So pay attention in the chat. By the way, Big Cheesy, Gonzaga -6, Clemson +3 parlay. I don't really do parlays, nor should you, but...
Shout out EC. Shout out EC.
Yeah, shout out UC indeed. But okay, yeah, I'm going to be EC on the other side of that Clemson one. We'll see who comes out victorious there. And by the way, if you want to be victorious, I've said it before, I'll say it again. You can compete against us in the Early Edge Bracket Challenge. Today at 3 p.m., you know we have the Futures Show. Well, why not use that info and join the Early Edge Bracket Challenge and compete against our cappers for prizes and bragging rights? Link for the bracket pool is in the description. First place takes home a year's subscription to Sportsline. See terms and conditions for offer details. I mean, that year's subscription to Sportsline is great, but the bragging rights you are going to have for 365 days, or at least 364 days after you take down this tournament, which is probably going to have thousands of people in it, is going to be pretty great. By the way, there were some people who had trouble with the link. I will say that some of you are registered from previous years, so you might try to put in like a new username or password or email, and you might get rejected because you're already kind of in the pool, right? So make sure you are. And one good way to access the Sportsline pool is just to use the CBS Sports app. I use the CBS Sports app for a ton of stuff. This is not a promotional thing. I've been using the CBS Sports app for like literally 10 years before I even joined CBS Sports. So that's a good way to actually, because they'll promo the Early Edge Bracket Challenge. And if you click on it and you're logged in, you'll know whether you're already registered or not. So plenty of different ways, but using the link in the description, that's certainly one way to do it. All right, Tom, buckle up for 3 o'clock. That's going to be a great show. Proppy, NBA props, absolutely love it. Buckets, we got soccer, we got Duquesne, and we got what else?
I got one question from the chat. This one is actually for Tom. Someone said, Tom, do you like that Duquesne team to lose in the first round on the -8.5 spread? I sure do.
Yeah, I looked at that game really hard. I do lean BYU, but I just BYU is a tough team to gauge because they shoot so many threes, and I want to see them at that neutral court first shoot, because sometimes these teams, I remember a couple years ago when UCLA made the run, I bet BYU in the first game against them, they couldn't make a shot. So some of these games, remember, you can still bet live. You can bet second half. You know, I know people want to run and bet all these games, but I do have to take some of these. I want to just take a step back and watch first before I dive in. But I do lean BYU. I just, when you shoot so many threes, if you're not on early and you're playing from behind, 8.5 can be a tough number to cover.
Yeah, and these different arenas with different optics, and I think, Tom, you were just alluding to this, that sometimes you might need to get used to whatever arena you're in from a three-point standpoint, and perhaps a second-half look is the play. I do like BYU minus the 8.5 against Duquesne. I think Duquesne had a great run. BYU got embarrassed against Texas Tech, but this is a BYU team that can beat anybody, in my opinion, if the three-point ball is clicking. So not a bet I've made yet, but I do like that look. I think BYU 9 or better makes sense to me. All right, ladies and gentlemen, what a show. NBA, soccer, NCAA, we had a lot to talk about. We're going to have a lot more March Madness and everything else to talk about as well. But on behalf of Jake the Snake on the ones and twos, on behalf of Buckets, oh, the recap screen, my bad, Sportivo Emiliano, did I pronounce that right? Sol de America via, oh my, what are you doing to me, Buckets? Alisa, both teams to score -110. I got the Warriors -5. Alex Caruso under 23.5 points, rebounds, and assists. And Mike Conley under 13.5 points. Tom Casale, Drake +1.5. That one, of course, is Thursday. I think that game, Tom, correct me if I'm wrong, is that game on Thursday or Friday, the Drake game?
Geez, I can't remember now. I know it's the late game. I try to stay away. I think I'm like 2-18 lifetime on that early Thursday game. So yes. I try to stay away from that one. But I know that's the late game. I believe it is Thursday.
Yeah, and sorry for catching you off guard there. I think it's Thursday as well. And by the way, I do think there's something to be said about the discipline that Tom was just talking about. We, you know, listen, we all do brackets, and that's all fun and good. You don't need to bet every game. You don't need to jump on every line. So, you know, be disciplined. Pick the ones. It's Thursday, as Mike McClure is confirming here. Be disciplined. Find the lines you like. Find the cappers you like. Follow those and see where you stand over the weekend when we cut this thing down to 32 teams. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll do it again. On behalf of Tom Casale, on behalf of Buckets, on behalf of Prop Stars, on behalf of, that's a really cool optic, on behalf of Jake the Snake on the ones and twos and the nines and tens, this is the Early Edge. I am the counselor, and we rest our case.
Every sport has their big, juicy controversy. Boxing has the Mike Tyson ear bite. Cycling has Lance Armstrong. Baseball has its steroid era. Curling has Broomgate. It's a story of broken relationships, houses divided, corporate rivalry, and a performance-enhancing broom.
It was a year I'd like to forget.
Broomgate. Available now.